Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. This is The Avalanche of Lies and Deceit. For the last 2 weeks in July, beginning with the assassination attempt against President Trump, and then the Republican convention, and then the coup de grace against Joe Biden, and the establishment of the new Democrat nominee for president, Kamala Harris. All of this is tied up in a web of lies. And since they couldn't kill Trump, they had to get rid of Biden. And how does that play out into prophecy? And what happens from here on? Let's look at some proverbs which are true down through time and history about leaders, about kings, or we could say presidents today. And we find several verses here in Proverbs 29. And these are always true. And the thing we need to understand is this, that not only are there problems and difficulties with human beings, but there is also evil spirits led by Satan, the devil, who is promulgating many of these things. And this has been prophesied. So let's see what happens when the government is in evil hands. Proverbs 29 and verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And that is true. Why? Because the righteous will do the things that are right. And they will follow law and order. And they will take care of the people in mercy and in truth. And they will take care of the financial system so that it is honest. And the business climate will be honest. The government will be honest. The religious community will be honest. All of those things will fall in line if there is a righteous king. But notice, when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Now, isn't that what we have today? We mourn because of inflation. We mourn because of the crime. We mourn because of the lies and deceit that is going on. Almost everything on the mainstream media is lie after lie after lie after lie. That's why this is the avalanche of lies and deceit. Let's come to another proverb, verse 4. The king establishes the land by justice, that is, law and order, and according to Romans 13, the civil governments are to take action, even to the point of death, of evildoers, and they are appointed by God. Who succeeds in them depends upon the righteousness of number one, the leaders, and number two, the people. And when there's sin, and sin everywhere, then evil leaders take over. Now notice, but he who takes bribes tears it down. Isn't that something? What has happened here in America? Look at all the scandal against the Biden family and all of the millions that they've been taking in. And all of those are bribes. And they have 22 limited liability corporations which transfers funds back and forth so they eventually get to the Bidens to avoid any taxes. And the whole family has been living off that money for a long time. And we know that China has a heavy hand in it. So when it says, tears it down. And that's exactly what's been happening in America today, and happening in the UK, happening in Europe, Now let's look at another one here in Proverbs 29 and verse 12. This is always true. Now I want you to really think about this in relationship to what's been going on in Washington, D.C., or in the state government that you live in, or in the major cities like New York and Chicago and Baltimore and Philadelphia and Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and Los Angeles, the worst cities in America. Now, you could go overseas and you could see cities in other countries, and they are also all captured by an avalanche of lies and deceits. All right, verse 12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, that is, listens to lies, and also speaks lies, all his servants are wicked. Now, doesn't that describe exactly what is happening in America today? And if someone like Donald Trump, he's not perfect, but at least he's trying to bring some law and order and try and bring some truth to the system and try and stop the wars that are going on, and the wicked come after them to assassinate him. And to show you the depths of lies and deceit that is in the highest level of the FBI, the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, was questioned about what happened with the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And he said, well, it could have been some shrapnel of a plastic.
As I said, I think with respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear. So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else.
Now, why would he say that when the evidence in the photo shows the bullet streaming past his head after it hit his ear?
So I sent the pictures into the office, and I called my editor, Jennifer, and she called me back in 5 minutes and said, you won't believe this. I was like, what? And she said, yeah, there's a bullet flying behind his head.
There's something very wrong there. Why would he say that except to give a message to the mainstream media that now they could say, well, it probably wasn't a bullet? However, in the audience there when that occurred was Ronnie Jackson, who was Donald Trump's physician when he was president. And he came running up to take care of him right away as soon as he got into the car, taking care of his ear, stopping the bleeding while they were driving him off to the hospital. And he said that a bullet did hit his ear, because he has attended to many who have had gunshot wounds. And all the signs of the wound was a gunshot wound. So, Donald Trump, and he admits this, that he is still living because of the grace of Almighty God.
And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
Now, we need to all understand that this nation is on the verge of collapse. And the forces of those who are in office, and we find the collapse and the evil everywhere in the nation. We find it in government, in education, and especially in religion. And we will see that the religious leaders are the ones who started the lawlessness that we have in the land today, going back decades. That's why this is entitled The Avalanche of Lies and Deceit. Who can you believe? Let's see some other things about human nature that are very important that we need to understand. Now, we are told in Matthew 24 that lawlessness is multiplied. Now, what is lawlessness? How many times have we brought it up here on Church at Home? And how many people really believe it? See, a lot of people think the Bible is just a bunch of myth and writings of men and things that were written down 200 to 300 years after the apostles were dead. That is a lie. The Word of God is the truth. And when the wicked take over, and when the lawlessness is multiplied, we even see a prophecy of it here right in verse 16 of this same Proverbs 29. Now notice how this fits. You think about it. Think about the states that are most anti-law, anti-Christian, anti-family, right here. And what do they do? What do they practice? Well, a lot of them are Satanists. A lot of them are atheists. And a lot of them are corrupted religious leaders. Verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied. Now, that's exactly what it says back there in Matthew 24. The love of many will go cold because lawlessness shall be multiplied. Doesn't that describe what we have today? Yes, so you can see that even these proverbs go back how many years, but they're still true all the way through time. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Now, eventually, that's going to happen, and the greatest fall of the wicked is going to come when Christ and the saints return to the earth after the first resurrection. Now then, let's come to Proverbs 19. Let's see something about liars. Liars can be so convincing that they sound true. Now, let's look at the origin of lies. The Bible records that back in Genesis 3. And it is continued all the way down through time. And in the days of Jesus Christ, when he went to the temple, and he went to the temple many times, and the religious leaders were out to kill him. And what do we find there? Let's come to John chapter 8, and let's see what it says. And Satan is always there. Now, let's also understand something about Satan, the devil, as we find in Matthew 4 and in Luke 4. With the devil's temptation against Jesus Christ. And this is something that most people miss. Hardly ever is it ever brought out in so-called Christian circles. Satan came to Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of Man or the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Now, he had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, so that was a great temptation. Could Jesus have made bread out of those stones? Yes, in an instant. But he didn't. Now, notice Jesus' answer in verse 4. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That's what we are to do. And that is the temptation that comes to every human being. How are you going to live? What is it going to be? Now then, in John 8 and verse 42, because they came up to Jesus and they said that he was born of fornication. And he said, "No, I'm from the Father in heaven above." Now, verse 42. Therefore, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father," and they kept saying, "Well, God is our father." How many people claim that they know God but don't know God? Huh? What is the proof that you know God? What is the proof that you are on God's side? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? What do you say? What do you think? How do you live? He said, "If God were your father, you would love me." But how many curse Jesus? How many hate Jesus? How many reject the Bible? And what about how many people that you know? "Because I proceeded forth and came from God, for I did not come of myself, but he sent me." Now listen carefully to the next verse, because this is true, always true, because there will be people who will not listen to the word of God, and that's what's going to judge them now and in the future. Verse 43, why don't you understand my speech? Why don't people understand the Bible? Because they're not willing to believe it. They're not willing to obey it. They're not willing to live God's way. See, God has said that we have to believe in him, we have to obey him, and we have to love him. Now, if you don't do those three basic things, you don't know God. Now, the religious leaders were there at the temple of God, and they were so far from God because of their evil and because of their transgression and because of their hatred and because of their desire to kill Christ. Notice, why don't you understand my speech? Because you cannot bear to hear my words. How about you? Can you bear to hear the words of the Bible? Because you see, as we already said, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That means what God has given in the Bible is for every human being on earth. And it's a witness. And there are more Bibles than people, and it's published in 3,000 languages. So the witness is there. It has been published. It is there for the end times. Now notice, because you cannot bear to hear my words, you are of your father, the devil. Let's stop right there. You consider yourself a Christian? You consider that what you have done as a Protestant or Catholic is acceptable with God? Have you compared that with the Bible? Have you compared that with the Word of God? And how about those who were in government, who were in education? What is it that they teach? And all the sexualization of the children, bringing the whole country into the realm of Sodom and Gomorrah on a scale never thought of before. Because you are of your father, the devil. Now notice, and the lust of your father you desire to practice. What do you practice? Do you keep the commandments of God? Oh, you want the love of God. All the Protestant Catholics want the love of God, but they never love him back the way that God desires. We'll see that. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was the one who inspired Cain to kill Abel. Now notice what else it says. And he has not stood in the truth. What is truth? Well, we'll see. It's the Word of God, the Son of God, and God himself. And it's impossible for God to lie. What do you stand in? What do you believe? What do you practice? Do you think you're a Christian in good standing? Well, we'll look at some of those things probably more in the next session than right now. But what we need to do is understand what it is that human beings are and how they think and how they became evil and why they won't do the will of God. And that's the way that the world is. He had not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. Now, he may quote a truth of the Bible, but put his own spin and interpretation on it so that it makes it become a lie. But the fact is, no lie can come of the truth, but it has to be rightly understood. Now, notice, whenever he speaks a lie, he's speaking from his own self, because he is a liar and the father of it. Now notice what Jesus said, because here were the religious leaders there. They were the ones who were there to bring the truth of God to the people, right at the temple of God. But they were so corrupt that they are of their father, the devil. Now, Jesus said this to them, and because I speak the truth. Now, here at church at home, that's all we speak. We speak the truth. Now, here's a clever lie of Satan. And we see it active in everything today, in every aspect of society, and in all the countries of the world, which is this. When people give themselves over to evil, and they get in power like we read in the book of Proverbs, then they castigate truth and call it a lie. And that's what happens when these so-called Christian leaders are confronted with keeping the commandments of God. They lie. And they say, anyone who keeps the commandments of God cannot be saved. A lie. So what they do, they attack the truth and degrade it and denounce it because they believe their lie. Same way in government, same way in education, same way in entertainment, same way in every aspect of the society. Because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. So then Jesus went on. He went on even further because they were the ones who were responsible. And they were the ones who were teaching the people their traditions contrary to the Word of God, their interpretations contrary to the Word of God, and rejecting the truth of God. So he says, which one of you can convict me of sin? None, because he hadn't sinned at all. But they did accuse him of sin, but had he sinned? No. Isn't that what happens today? People who do good are denounced as evil. People who want to establish law and order, they're called fascist. So he says, but if I speak the truth, why don't you believe me? Now, let me ask you this question. Why don't you believe all the Word of God? Now, he says this, for this reason you cannot hear because you are not of God. So anybody who is living in lawlessness and practicing lawlessness is not of God. Now let's come over here to verse 31. Therefore Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. Now, there are a lot of you who believe in Jesus, right? And you think that a lot of the words that I'm saying to you are contrary to what you believe. Well, that's because you believe the lies from the pulpit, because that's part of the avalanche of lies and deceit. Now notice, he said, to those who believed in him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. All right? Do you continue in the word of God? Do you live by every word of God? What is your life? What is human nature? What are you doing? Where are you going? And these times we're living in are because of all the sins of all of the people. Let's come back here to Jeremiah 17. We will see what it says about human nature. And that's everyone's human nature. Now, a lot of you out there maybe what are called good Sunday keepers. But did you know you believe a lie? Did you know that Sunday was never authorized by Jesus Christ? Did you know that all of the things that you believe are actually not true? Jeremiah 17, here it is. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to examine your own heart, your own mind. I want you to examine the Bible. I want you to go to the book of Proverbs, and that will be the simplest place to start, to understand right from wrong, good from evil, and what you need to do. And you need to be honest with yourself for a change because of this. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things If there's anything in the whole world that is true, it is that. The heart is deceitful. How many lies do you believe? How many lies have you told? How many charades do you participate in? You are desperately wicked, and he says, who can know it? The only way you understand is by the word of God. Now, here's what God does. Notice, God at any time can know anything you're thinking, anything that you have done, anything that you are planning to do. Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Now, the reins is a part of the brain that God has created that he can know the thoughts and anything about that person at any time he desires. Now, notice what he says. Even to give to each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Now, this is why we have the avalanche of lies and deceit today. It is everywhere. It is in everything, every part of life, every part of the whole society that we have, everything concerning religion, government, education, internet, entertainment, and even our own lives. And we lie to ourselves, and we live in a fantasy world, and we wonder why nothing ever works out. Because you never come to God his way. You never come to accepting his way, his truth, his laws, his love. Now you need our book. Lord, what should I do? And you need our book on the grace of God so you can understand what that is. Because most of the grace of God in evangelical Christianity today is a completely false premise. You need to understand that. And you also need the book, America and Britain, Their Biblical Origin and Their Prophetic Destiny, so you can understand what's happening in America and why it's happening, and that all of these events that are taking place today were prophesied to happen a long, long time ago, some of them even 3,500 years ago. That's how true the Bible is. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And so until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.